me on this beautiful Saturday, July 14th, 2018. So excited for today's guest. We'll be talking to Delphine Zen, who is a part of a formed a company called Landseer Communications and Consulting. And so she's a sort of a brand influencer or an advocate for the environment in a way of communicating the positive story that is the environment, how important it is to the ecology of the golf course. So I'm just kind of, I'm really looking forward to today. Flying solo today. I'm a single coming up to the starter's hut. It's been a while since I've been a single. Yeah, I was driving here and, you know, thinking about it, I was like, oh, wow, it's been a while since I've been a single in the studio, and it just reminded me of all the great rounds of golf I've had playing as a single. A lot of times I've played a lot of golf as a single. A lot of my friends had either different work schedules or just don't play golf or didn't have the passion that I have for it. And I just think of all the tremendous people that I've met playing as a single in golf. I mean, just fascinating doctors and lawyers and World War II fighter pilots. I can remember playing, and so it's always fun, and I really do recommend it. I know people like to go with their buddies and stuff, but it's just always fun. Golf is about building relationships and meeting new people, and I just think it's always fun to just roll up as a single and see who you get paired up with, and it just can be anybody, and it's just fun and interesting, I highly recommend it. So I was thinking about that this morning. It's just so many wonderful rounds I've had playing golf as a single and meeting new people. So anyway, you should do it. Do or try it every now and again. Don't try to break up the monotony of going with the same old people. You'd be surprised how much fun you'll have meeting new people. So anyway, the European Tour is, if you hear a little pep in my step, this is my favorite 3 weeks of the summer. You had the Irish Open last week, Scottish Open this week, the Open Championship next week. This is the highlight of my summer, this 3 week stretch, just proper golf being played that I enjoy. Just fantastic. The PGA Tour is at the standard John Deere Classic, where they'll be shipping, sending people via jet to the Open Championship right after the final putt drops. Always a fun little tournament, one that with a lot of the usual suspects, you can always remember being at top of that leaderboard, although a few new ones today. But we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Delphine Zen. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorcia.
The Long Island Golf Association is a nonprofit organization of 81 private and public clubs. The LIGA conducts 15 championships annually and works closely with the Long Island Caddy Scholarship Fund. The scholarships are granted to young men and women who are employed at member clubs. For more information on how you can participate in a championship, or if you'd like to donate your time as a volunteer, please call the LIGA at 516-746-1015. That's 516-746-1015, or visit us at www.longislandgolf.org.
Pete's Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit petesgolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891, and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorcia. Pleased to be joined by the founder and president of Landseer Communications and Consultant, Delphine Zen. How are you, Delphine?
Good morning, Anthony. I'm great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. We had a beautiful morning, great day to play golf, and an even better day to talk to you.
Thank you so much. I had listened to what you said about playing solo. It's such a great experience, just knowing new people, getting to know new golf lovers in your area. It's great.
Yeah,
I completely agree.
Yeah, isn't it a wonderful way to play the game? I mean, I know it's easy and comfortable to play with the people that you normally play with, but I can't recommend rolling up and playing as a single. You know, I can't recommend it anymore. Just do it once in a while. You don't have to do it every time, but just do it once in a while, and you'd be so surprised with the wonderful people that you meet and the sort of and the potential for new friendships, which is always amazes me, and the variety of people that you meet with different professions, different backgrounds, teachers and carpenters or whatever. I mean, just from all different backgrounds. I mean, golf is heralded on being this sort of social game. You can every once in a while you can get caught up with maybe someone who's not as compatible to you as you may have liked. But, such is life. We're often put in situations where we're dealing with somebody who's not necessarily compatible with us, and you sort of just make your way through. But I find that more times than not, you will find that it is an enjoyable experience. I would argue that it's probably your odds are like 7 or 8 out of 10. You'd be in the positive as opposed to the negative.
Oh, absolutely. And you get to look at your game in a whole new different way, and you look at yourself in a different way. It's so great.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about Lancier Communications and Consultation. And I really want to, first let's talk about the name, because as a former, dog lover, I know that Lancier is a type of dog.
Yes.
What's the sort of, it's a big dog, it's a lovely dog, an elegant dog.
Yes.
It's sort of an elegant working dog, if you will.
Yes, and it's my dog.
Oh, it's your dog.
Yes, that's most importantly. It's my dog. Well, she passed away a year and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I started my company, and mm-hmm. I wanted to name my company after the most positive thing that I've ever known. So uh-huh. Her name is Mito, M-I-T-O, Mito, short for mitochondria. And Lancier is a kind of Newfoundland, and she uh-huh. was 130 pounds. I could show you a picture of her, but she is bigger than me. So that is, and she has a heart as big to match her body. So it just, she's such a, I always tell people, and I always hear this too, you always want to be the person your dog thinks you are.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's why I named my company after her, because we want to be the best version we can be.
So what is it that you, by the way, I love that story, obviously that dog is the logo, your logo for Lancier,
yes.
I love that you love dogs. I know you love the environment, but I love that you you had this dog, and it made you feel, and probably still makes you feel the way you do.
It's perfect to her name, because our slogan after naming her see the land, tell the story. So we want people to really see the land, and that's where you play golf. That's, the lens that you play on. It's not just the green, not just the putts, but everything all around you. I understand you get competitive. I do too when you stand on that first tee, but just when you are, maybe waiting for your teammates to read the putts, or, when they are doing their practice swing, take a moment to appreciate what surrounds you, and golf courses just provide this beautiful green space that every urban area needs. It's your park, it's your zoo, and we want people to feel that way.
How did this all come about? Obviously, we have the history of the logo and why you decided to name it. But how were you born into this? At what point were you always sort of? Obviously, you're an avid golfer. You love golf. But when did this environmental sort of element enter into it? And when did you want it to be this sort of communicator and consultor of the land?
Mm-hmm. So when people call me avid golfer, I will say avid means I golf a lot. It doesn't mean I golf well. Now I can't even say that. I golf maybe, I had 5 rounds last year.
Oh, my God.
And I think people say, if you want to golf, don't be in golf business.
Right.
So And,
well, that's true. That's exactly why I only do a radio show on Saturday mornings, because I wanted to be in the golf business, but I didn't want to be in the golf business. I wanted to make sure
you
that
still
I
still want to play golf.
Still want to play golf. Exactly.
I am not as smart as you are. I should have thought this through. So I started. I was a golfer in college, and I was an environmentalist. I was such an avid environmentalist, and people were criticizing me. They were saying, like, Delphine, you're such a hypocrite. You call yourself an environmentalist, but you still play golf. And I didn't know better. I thought they were right. So I just felt very guilty, and I just kind of, like, give them a guilty smile and say, I just really like golf. And then I started working in, you know, right after college. I couldn't find a job yet. Civil engineering, just my minor. I studied sustainability studies and minor in civil engineering. And I found that I still want to keep playing golf. So I found a job at Edison Club in upstate New York. That's where I live.
Sure.
And then I also got enrolled in Pine Haven Golf Club. They are the country club. They are so nice. They let me keep using. I think if I go back after graduating college for 12 years now, if I go back, they will still let me use my college student rate to play there. And that is why I love it so much. They just encourage you. They saw you have a passion, and they want to encourage you. And so after that, I started working for a not-for-profit environmental organization, and that helps golf courses to become more environmentally friendly. But their program is more relaxed, but I also saw a need of helping superintendents to tell their stories. Because of my previous job, that was about 4 years ago, I got to visit a lot of golf courses, and amongst them, PGA Tour stops. So I went to a lot of TPC courses to just interview them, to study their water testing result. And that is when at TPC Potomac, this was my first course that I went to see, and I saw their water testing result, and I saw the water coming out of the golf course is cleaner than the water going in, because all the grass roots act as filter to filter out all the chemicals and all the bad stuff, if you will, in the water before it goes into the Potomac River. And I thought this finding was amazing, but how come nobody was talking about it? So after every golf course after that I went to visit, I was asked to see their water testing result, and they were very happy to provide me with these information. And these water testing results are done by third party. So our civilian everyday golfers, they probably are not interested in a lot of professional jargons and a lot of chemical compounds in it, and they won't have time to read through all these data and numbers. And I feel the need to help superintendents to tell a stories, to translate these data and numbers into a very simple way you can take in and digest. So that's why we started with the coloring books about animals, that wildlife you can see on the golf course. For example, if I want to talk about the importance of water quality, we use amphibians such as salamander and frogs, and we will tell the kids, if you see frogs and salamander on the course, because their skin is permeable, so that means the water quality is very healthy on the golf course. So that's how we started this, and it started to gain momentum and gain traction, and people started to realize that this is a part of the golf that they don't get to see, and the story that they didn't know how to tell yet.
Right.
And because of all these previous experience working with different PGA Tour tournament stops, after I started my own company, these golf course managers and superintendents invited me back when they have a golf tournament to have me there, talk to the kids about what kind of wildlife they get to see on the golf course. And actually, John Deere Classic, Deer Run, was one of them.
Oh, that's so interesting.
And another interesting fun fact, I have to give a quick shout out to my husband. That's how we met. And he is the director of agronomy at Bethpage State Park, Andrew Wilson. And I went to interview him to study how they are still doing such an amazing thing environmentally, and while preparing for the PGA Tour tournament and PGA Championship and Ryder Cup in 2024. So I still grill him questions every day about their instrumental practices. This is what we talk about during dinner now.
That's so funny. You know what? Real quick, I mean, not that we have to. I don't want to go too deep into it because there's a lot more I want to get to. But it seems like we live in a very politically charged world. It feels like it's very difficult to find the truth in anything that you hear these days. But it seems like the golf course has been the bad guy, the environmental bad guy for a very long time. How difficult is it? Has been that struggle to sort of tell the truth of the golf course, in the sense that of how beneficial it is to the environment.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up, Anthony. Because I always tell people we have the most difficult and the most easiest story to tell, because the proofs and data are there, but are we willing to tell it? Are people willing to listen? So I was working with and talking with Mr. Neil Cleverly. You might remember him. He's the superintendent from the Olympics golf course in Brazil.
Yes. Yep.
And he was saying to me, he said, Delphine, there is protesting group every day outside of our construction gate. And every week he will go out there to invite them in, to come in, to take a tour of the course, to see what they have done. After they started construction, they pull out couches, they pull out cars in the drench. And after they started construction, wildlife and animals started to come back and live on the golf course, mm-hmm. because they mitigate the poisonous things in the soil. They make it a better habitat.
Right.
But these environmental groups, they have such a their mind has been set. So I think it's really difficult to change on such a large scale, but I have been working with so many PGA Tour tournaments and hopefully many, many more. And the last 2 years, I have personally interacted with more than 15,000 spectators. And of all these spectators, every time I show them the pictures, and a lot of times the pictures that we use in our coloring books are the pictures taken right on that golf course. And we show them, these are all the animals that live here.
Right.
And the parents will look, kids love it. Kids love learning about animals. They're cute. They're funny to look at. And they're just fun and exciting. And when parents, because 99% of the parents who are there are avid golfers. So they must have faced the same kind of criticism I have faced when I was in college.
Sure.
Their neighbors will criticize them for not being environmentally friendly. They will saying like, oh, you play a sport that is so bad for the environment. And they have nothing to rebuttal.
No.
But what we have is the book. And I said, you don't have to say, you're wrong, I'm right. You show them this.
Yes.
These are all the animals that live here. And some of these animals you won't find in anywhere else because the environment is so polluted. And so the parents, the face on those parents, it just the expression that's on their face is they're not only surprised but relieved to find out about that.
Yeah, and I want to get to that exactly. But let me take a short break. Our guest is Delphine Zen. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Hi, I'm Dr. Frank Rossi of Cornell University. As the stewards of New York's golf courses, superintendents are dedicated to protecting our natural resources. In heavily developed areas like Long Island, golf courses offer large expanses of open space that provide environmental benefits, such as allowing water to infiltrate into the ground naturally and providing habitat for native species such as bees and butterflies. To help manage golf courses in harmony with the environment, the state's golf industry has established a comprehensive best management practices program to educate and serve as a resource for superintendents. For more information, see our website at nysgolfbmp.cals.cornell.edu.
Owning the latest and greatest golf equipment makes no difference if it's not fit perfectly for your game. At Mizuno, we create irons and woods for all skill-level golfers, from our MP18 family, featuring three different models designed for the better player, to our JPX family, featuring three different models designed to give you distance and forgiveness. We have a model for everybody. Visit Pete's Golf Shop and get custom fit for a set of Mizunos today.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. My guest today is Delphine Zen. She is the founder and president of Landseer Communications and Consultant Consultation. So, Delphine, the books that you do, the way you communicate, the way that you engage with either the fans or, you know, of a golf tournament or the whether it's a CEO of a company or one of the sponsors, the way in which you do it, you were talking about the coloring books, and that's the primary way in which you sort of engage and educate. And what I like about it, number one, it's a coloring book, and that's a sort of, there's something disarming about that. I know it sounds a little childish, but it is a little bit, you know, you don't think of color books for adults, or you just think of them as kids. So that's it's a very passive way, and a fun and engaging way to engage a group of people and educate a group of people without feeling or making them, putting them on their heels, without making them feel defensive, like, no, you're wrong, look, you know, like, and it's not just a bunch of stats, it's not just a brochure and say, here, read this. It's a very fun and inviting way to engage people, to educate them about the ecology of a golf course.
Yes, you're absolutely right, and we really hope that is the way. And that's what we've been seeing from all these tournaments is you've been to tournaments, you know.
Sure.
How they just, every vendor will give you their brochure.
Right.
And at the end of the day, they're going to be, you know, thrown away in the trash can by the exit.
Sure.
And I went to examine all those trash cans during Bethpage and during the TPC Boston, Deutsche is still called Deutsche Bank.
Yes.
Championship back then, and none of our coloring books were thrown away because.
I love that you went back and checked, because no, seriously, because it just shows your passion. No, but it shows your passion for what you do. And I know you're probably
very weird, just me like dumpster diving.
No, but you know what? But how many people? No, but this speaks to you and your passion, not your passion for what you do, but your passion to get better. A lot of times people do things and they don't want to be self-critical. If you had seen those things in the garbage, it would have been alarming to you, and it would have sent a signal like,
absolutely,
okay, what we're doing is not right. All those brochures that you saw in the garbage were there and will likely be there every time, because there aren't people who are following up and saying, you know what, these ended up in the garbage, and how do we get better? How do we make a lasting impression without them just casually tossing this on the way out? And so I think that speaks to you as a person, that you're motivated enough, passionate enough, but more important, self-critical enough to want to get better.
Thank you. And then, again, that's why I named my company after my dog. I want to be better. And it really is, we want to create something, and we can't call ourselves an environmentally conscious company while producing things that people want to throw away.
Right.
And every tournament, there's new element in our book, because every tournament, I ask people, what would you like in this book? What don't you like in this book? And we get... Every tournament, we're adding a new, different kind of interactive game. And in the tournament that we were just present, which is the Quicken Loans National,
yep.
And, you know, Tiger played really well, and that is very, very good for our business, but a little bit difficult for me that week, because so many people would just rush towards we are right next to the 18th green.
Oh,
there
okay.
There was this moment where, so we're in the family zone, and parents with their kids were just having fun there. And then there's this moment where the huge roar just erupted by the 18th green, and all the parents just bolted there, leaving their kids on the coloring table.
Oh, my God. That is both hilarious and frightening at the same time.
But I think they just trust us so much. We were a very, you know, all the kids, like a lot of them come to our booth every day. And I know maybe 50 of them by their names. So, you know, I think their parents are very trusting.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just a reminder next time. You know your kids better than you know, Tiger. So just bring your kids with you.
Well,
at that moment.
Tell us about a little bit about your, we only have, let's see, about 4 minutes or so left, but I just want you to just talk a little bit about your team, the people that help you communicate and consult, the people that help you tell the stories of the of these ecological wonders that we call a golf course.
Absolutely. We have two amazing graphic designers, and we won't be here without them. Mm-hmm. People will look at these beautiful coloring books, and they will say, "Did you draw it yourself?" And I was like, "Do I wish?" But I sketch it. Andrew is seeing my sketches, and my sketch is like a toddler sketch. And I will send this to our illustrator and our graphic designer, and I will say, "You know what I'm trying to draw, right?" And they will say, "Yes," and it will come up beautiful as if I've imagined it myself. So it's great, and their names are Nina and Kino. And we have also recruited a zoology researcher, and he is a great kid. So he's an African-American youth, and he went into study zoology because he loves nature and wildlife, and he also feel that black people are very underrepresented in the science and technology field. So he wants to present, you know, the minority a much better light. But the thing is, after he got out of college, he couldn't find a job immediately relating zoology. So he started working at Starbucks. And that's when he went viral, because every time he took an order from their client or customer, when they're filling out the order, he will ask them what your favorite animal is. And then he will tell them fun facts about these animals.
Oh, that's awesome.
So people took a picture of him and put it on Reddit, and he actually got interviewed by NPR. So, and asked him about his passion about wildlife and nature. So we have him on board for our zoology research fact checks, and we also have our education director. His name is Dr. John Blau, and he graduated from Yale and PhD from Princeton, so we can't get any higher than that. And
yep.
He is amazing. And, of course, my 24/7 uncle consultant of golf course management, Andrew Wilson.
What a wonderful team you have. I'm just curious. You have the ecology advisor, math science, zoologist, your graphic designer. You're sort of the chief technology officer. I know you're the founder and the president, but are you the spiritual leader of the group?
I hope so. I really do hope so, because we do have a lot of conversation going on about what we are doing and why it's important. When Nina first started with us, she's never been onto a golf course before. Mm-hmm. So I took her out. I play 18 holes with her. At first, you know, of course, we are on driving range first. And they both fell in love with golf. And it's, to me, that is so important, because you can't just, they're a talented artist, but if you don't know what we were trying to sell, you won't do a great job doing it.
Sure.
And so I want them to see what we see, and I want them to feel the urgency of telling the story, and they do now, and it's so important. And we are also going to give a so in August, every DC public, Washington DC public library will carry our book on display.
Oh, and that's fantastic.
We were working with Golf My Future My Game, which is a non-for-profit organization that helps minority kids to pick up the game of golf.
Right.
And so we work with the organization to dissect the need of how come there's not enough minority kids playing golf. And sometimes these conversations can be a little bit tricky to have, especially on an organizational level,
right.
So we have to have them.
And sure.
And it's so great to, my staff and I will talk for like 2 hours about the importance of these. And they were young, and they were, they just got out of college, and they I don't think they saw the big picture yet. So it's really great for me to see them grow every day. They have graduated college, and they're road tripping back to California and to Chicago right now, and they will send me pictures
I love it
to tell me like what kind of animals they saw on their trip.
Well,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And that's the music you hear in the background. We're just about out of time. I apologize. But you can hear more or learn more about what Delphine does at LanceerCC.com. Delphine, thank you very much. And I promise we will. I make it my mission to play golf with you before the end of the season.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Anthony.
You're welcome.